The Florida high school shooting that left 17 dead last month has many scrambling to come up with gun safety legislation. And that has caused Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill to ponder the power of the National Rifle Association.
I'd like to offer the thought that it's possible to develop a sane gun policy that secures an individual's right to own firearms, but limits the kind of guns that would be available, particularly assault weapons designed specifically for combat. A recent Quinnipiac poll conducted in February this year revealed that American voters support stricter gun controls by a 66 to 31% majority, the highest level it's ever been. An 83 to 14% majority supports mandatory waiting periods. A 67 to 29% supports a ban on assault rifles. And an almost 75 to 15% of Americans feel Congress needs to do more to reduce gun violence. If these figures are remotely indicative of our present situation, why is Congress so intimidated by the gun lobby? The majority of Americans are for stricter gun controls. So, where's the hang-up? George Stephanopoulos, President Clinton's then spokesperson, once offered this thought, what he called one small vote for the NRA. He said of the organization that its members diligently call their congressmen or write to them, vote regularly, are generous contributors to their organization, and aggressively stand up for what they believe. In an ironical way, he offered the NRA member as a profile of democracy's model citizen. If that's true of its membership majority, Stephanopoulos may be on to something significant. The difficulty getting sane gun laws may lie less with the NRA than with a passive and disorganized electorate that feels outraged, but hasn't focused the outrage into well-organized political muscle. I was surprised to learn that few actual candidates are bankrolled by the NRA. Instead, they strategically pour millions into negative ads against unsympathetic candidates they identify. According to Sunday's New York Times of 225, quote, "It's really not the contribution," said Clayton Mitchell, a former NRA board member. "It's the ability of the NRA to tell its members, here's who's good on the Second Amendment." Quote, "Far more than any check," the NRA could write, "it is this mobilization operation that has made the organization such a challenging adversary for Democrats and gun control." The NRA also gains political potency by presenting a single-focused agenda with an unambiguous message. Great for soundbites. You're safe for owning a gun, and your government wants to take them away. They project a domino theory. Let the government take your assault rifle away, and then they'll take your shotgun and pistol next. Gun safety advocates clearly have the numbers. The challenge now is to seize the moment and become organized. George Merrill on the shore.